So if you recall of Noah's message, that this was all about his due consideration. In other words, seeing himself properly, seeing himself in devoted treasure sequencing. And so then when opportunity presents, he's going to be willing because he's in vibrational consistency with what's being offered. So it's the same thing with you, and I feel like you have, they're saying, turnaround consideration. So that is, if you're a little bit too hard on yourself or whatever, you are registering higher notes. What I mean by that is you're being given what will fix it. For me, sometimes, and I'll be like, oh, I haven't done something, but then Spirit will have me say, yet. So in other words, like making it the positive, or at the very least making it neutral, rather than keeping it in the negative. That's essential for you because you have growth entitlement. In other words, you have areas that are going to be sped up, that you have opportunity for movement. In order for you to circulate, in order for you to slide on by, in other words, surpass past achievement, you want to stay devoted to self. And sing along. When I say sing along, I don't know what it is, sweetheart, but I just feel like it's like an easy way of doing it. So like if I'm listening to a lot of hymn music or whatever, the words of those hymns are always just right there in standby, kind of like at the exact moment to help me along. That's just how Spirit works. So pay attention to that due consideration. What they're saying is they're like basically tailgating you, but you tend to sometimes, you know, push them away, drown them out. There's no judgment in that at all. You know, they don't take offense, but they're still there. They're still there pressing forward. So they want you to play along. And when they say play along, they really mean that. Like, have fun. Have fun. Make it a game. Make it a game. All right. That is your message, my love. Say your name one more time.
Anna.
You are loved. You are loved. You want to equal that. You want to equal that with your devotion and love of self. Okay, that being said, you had some questions, and I do not recall them, so ask away.
I don't know if you can help with this, but I'm having, I'm just wondering if having kids in this lifetime is for my highest good. That's my first question.
Oh, wow. I don't know if I'll be able to help, but let's see what I can tell you. Say your first name, sweetheart.
Anna.
They're saying the first kid of consideration is the one right here. So in other words, it reminds me so much of Jenny's message that we just listened to. The child that they want you to raise into good standing is yourself. If you did have a child, I could see that because you would learn to be as loving to that child as you want to be to yourself. So I could see how that is a possibility. But for right now, they are very much interested in your own good standing. In other words, to parent yourself, to love the self. That's all I know for right now. They're not telling me anything else.
Okay. And you're, so if somebody would...
I'm
so
sorry?
If somebody would, like... just to follow up on that question, it's more of a statement, or it's kind of a question. If someone were to... pressure me into thinking that I needed to have kids sooner than later, that wouldn't be aligned with my like self-love adventure or whatever you want to call it.
Right now, I feel like this is all about parenting the self, loving the self.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It was also funny that Jenny said something about her teeth, but I also had, you had in one of your last messages said something about you when you receive me, you see me clenching my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if you had any insight into that, or if that's just something I have to meditate on and seek myself.
Okay.
Which that makes sense also.
Uh-huh. Okay. One moment, sweetheart.
Thanks.
Yeah, that is funny that you came after Jenny with that. And say your name again, honey.
Anna.
Say it one more time.
Anna.
I feel like it's about speaking your own truth, aligning with your own truth. And that doesn't seem to come easy. Say your name one more time, my love.
Anna.
To really listen to yourself, to really allow yourself full expression, to allow yourself to be heard, specifically by yourself, to really hear yourself, to not deny yourself. Say your name one more time, honey.
Anna.
Really, they're helping you to learn to be truthful with yourself, to be honest with yourself, to not be shy, to not pretend everything's okay if it isn't, to not like make things go away because you don't want to see them. You're incredibly strong, and you're incredibly wise. For whatever reason, you seem to like to pretend otherwise. So the card I have is conflict and despair. So it's like, almost like I'm choking on my words. I can't be in my power and I can't be in my alignment. But the truth is, this is actually who you are. Triumph, take the lead. So this clenching is holding in the truth, denying the truth. And this is where you're headed. To aligning with your truth, to speaking your truth and living your truth. Say your name again, sweetheart. You're strong. You tend to play weak, but you're actually not weak at all. You're very strong. Playing weak, I don't know why, but you want to maybe bring this into meditation or ask your guides. To show you, reveal to you what you need to know. You play weak, and I really do mean play. They're saying you're not weak at all. You're actually very strong. Say your name one more time.
Anna.
It's time to speak up. It's time to be devoted to self. And you too, I get the Care Bear, loving the self. Loving the self. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
It does. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Indeed, we surround each with light, love, and true self-mastery. And when they did that self-mastery, I just saw like a spiritual heart, just like awakening, opening, developing. So beautiful. So thank you so much, everybody, for joining us in our new meeting ID number. We'll return Sunday at 10 a.m. So much love to each. You're each such beautiful beings of light. And you just shine. It's so easy to remember when we see it in these moments. And then, of course, you know, the mind does its thing. So the more that we have something with light, they're saying it's like an easy remembrance, whether you like imagine the flame in your heart or you actually have, you know, LED candles, whatever, to always remember to return to the light. So much love. Have a beautiful rest of your evening and many blessings. Thank you.